NFL fans, there's a new way to watch your favorite teams.
Feliz Navidad.
What a day for some football, baby.
On December the 25th at 5 p.m. GMT, the Christmas games will stream live on Netflix.
And it's good!
Your Christmas day will be complete with the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens versus Houston Texans live on Netflix. You won't want to miss it.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yule Bruvs. I don't know why there wasn't an intro today, but there just wasn't. Hi, no. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Enjoying London over there? I can see it through the window. I see a bar.
And yes.
The top of a building.
Yes. That is like a workspace over there or some sort of office building. So occasionally you might see a person walk by. I open the windows. That way people who are watching on Crap is on Demand have a beautiful view of people milling about. Maybe people named Millie who are milling about. But
possibly. Yes. Lots of Millies and Gemmas over there.
Yeah. And Pollys and Ellas. It's great.
Well, welcome to the show today, everybody. Our tickets for the Mounting Hysteria Tour have gone on sale. That's this year's tour. We haven't toured for a couple years, so we're excited to be back out on the road. We are starting in January, so tickets are up now. Go get them. You can find links at our website, watchwhatcrappens.com. That includes the Crappy Awards, which are going to be on Broadway this year in New York City. So get your tickets for that. That's February 1st. That's going to be so much fun. You know, we love a good old Broadway show now. Come on. It's going to be amazing. We can't tell you what our theme is, but it's going to be good. And then what else? Also, Patreon. That's where you get videos, bonuses. We are going to start recapping Sold on SLC, the new show that airs right after the other Salt Lake City Housewives show. It looks cheesy and amazing and perfect for our Patreon bonus episodes. So if you want those, go check that out. And I think that's it. What else do you have to say, Bean?
Nothing else. I'm just excited. Okay. I can't wait to get back out on the road.
Yeah, there you go. Me too. Okay, although I have to say, I need to really get the energy back up because I'm not used to doing that.
Let me tell you something.
I'm not used to that anymore.
I need to get into road shape because I have, like, between London and Thanksgiving, like, this is bad news over here. I took a Soul Cycle class today. I was like, I need to do something. I still need to counteract that sausage roll I had earlier in this week. So I took a Soul Cycle class, and that was wild. It was like a British Soul Cycle class, which was fun, and they were very nice in there.
Believe in yourself, Gemma. Believe in yourself, girl. You may be pasty, but you're thin. Keep biking, Gemma. Keep biking.
the poor girl next to me did not understand her bike. She's like, how do I move the handlebars? Can you show me? And I was like, yeah, you just do this. And she's like, oh, thank you. What about the seat? I was like, you do this. She's like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, I'm sorry. One last question. What about the handlebars? I'm like, I just showed you that, Gemma. But it was great.
Are there cars around here? Do we have to do this bike? This absolutely exhausting.
Yeah. But anyway,
so here we are with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This episode is called Life's a Beach. And here we are. Okay. So this is Garcelle. Yeah. Garcelle is in the photography studio because her son is becoming a model. Jade just signed with LA Models. And she's like, that's a big deal. And obviously we need professional photos. And I just couldn't have assembled a better team. So it's perfect. And one of the assistants is like, this is going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. I'm trying to open up this Jesus, this London water bottle does not open up. Oh, I'm going nuts over here. This is a tough day.
Have some manners, Ben. Ask it, please open. Would you mind opening?
Please. Please.
Lovely.
You know, I'm sat here trying to open this water bottle on a live podcast. People are listening. The last thing they need is to see me straining my face. Okay, you know what? I'm not opening this bottle. I will not be drinking water. Yeah, he's
puncture getting... it with your teeth and just squirt some into your mouth.
I'm like,
come on, you're an American. Don't be
I'm
such
sweating.
A wuss. What would an American
sweating.
Do?
Well, that's like, here, give the American the trick water that doesn't open. Revenge is best served closed. That's what you get for the revolution.
Revenge is best served quenched.
Gemma, what did you do this to me for? I literally cannot open it. Okay, so then we go to Erica's house, and there's a duck in her pool, and she's happy with it. It's like she's basically decided, I'm not going to swim in my pool. It's going to be a duck pond, and that's cool. And so she's basically talking to it, and she's like, hey there, slut duck. I'm getting my car today. I don't give a fuck. Do you give a fuck, duck? I don't think so. Go fuck a duck. Am I right? Okay, yeah. All right, I'm talking to a duck. That's my life. This is what my life is lately.
I mean, she's talking to a delusional animal that swimming in a pool is its home, which makes sense because she gets a Porsche delivered, and I think she's still got like $1 million lawsuits against her. Talk about not giving a fuck. She literally does not.
She's like, I have a Porsche. It's a special. It's made with victim bones of Tom's victims. It's lovely. The steering wheel is made out of Marco face leather. We've just stripped Marco of their face and turned it into a steering wheel, baby.
So she gets her Porsche and she's blown away. And so is anybody who can't get credit.
Yes. And then we go over to Anita Gelato in Tarzana.
God, I would hang out with her in a second. And I'd be like, you know what? You're my second best friend. I really like Betsy Ice Cream the most.
Betsy Ice Cream. She doesn't have any wordplay, but she just gets to the point.
She doesn't need to be like spicy. She's just delicious.
Betsy okay? Ice Cream. Yeah, Anita Gelato. Also, of course, she's in Tarzana. Like, if it was like, oh, Anita Gelato in Reseda or Anita Gelato in Santa Monica, I'd be like, no. But Anita Gelato in Tarzana? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
it
like,
just matches. It works.
Yeah, and I get that it's supposed to sound like I need a gelato, but to me, it just sounds like begging. Like you're passing this place and you say it out loud, I need a gelato. It should make you go, oh, I do need a gelato. But instead, I'm like, oh, you need a gelato? Well, stop fucking asking me. Get a job. You know, I'm like throwing a Diet Coke can at its head.
I need a gelato. For all your snacking needs, Anita Gelato.
Somewhere Rob is quaking in his boots. So then Kyle and Portia are sitting outside talking about Mauricio over Anita Gelato. And Kyle's doing this thing this season where she's like, I kind of still love your dad, but I won't admit it. Kyle's got some weird like romance thing going on with Mo. I know they were together forever, blah, blah, blah. But I'm talking about the manipulation part of the audience. I'm not really sure what she's going for. Do you think that she was with Morgan and then Morgan dumped her and now she's sad that she dumped Mauricio? What's going on over there? I can't tell.
I mean, that could be. There's a little bit of that vibe, but yeah, it is hard to tell. I think that Kyle just likes to have it all. I think she wants it.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I think that she like both wants her independence, but then she also sees Mauricio having a thirst trap moment and living his best life, and she wants Mauricio too. And I think that I think Kyle just treats everything the way she treats any bauble that she sees, as we see later in this episode. She's just like, what? You have that? You have that? I have that. I have that too. What? I want that. You know, that's just Kyle. She wants
what she
can't
on somebody else's arm and then suddenly it's worth more, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what it is. But she's definitely got the it's Mauricio today, which is weird. And listen, you know, I mean, what I was going to say. I'm like, listen. And then I'm like, I can't even
gelato.
Listen to myself, actually. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so they're talking about Mo going to Europe. And she's like, I'm just, like, curious when this girl's trip is going to be. Like, is he going with people? Am I going to be nosy if I ask him? I mean, what? I'm not the girl's trip, but the Mauricio trip. Like, what's going on? Like, what's going on? What's he doing? Am I nosy? Like, I really care. And Porsche is like, if he was going to go by himself, like, I think he's going by himself, but maybe he just made that up. Like, I don't know. She's like, well, he's not going to go alone. I mean, I can tell you right now, he's not going to go alone. I need a gelato. Anybody busy this weekend? Betsy ice cream? Anybody?
Now, I'm not a parent, so I don't know. I've never been in this situation, but I kind of feel like Kyle shouldn't be asking her daughter these questions, right? It's kind of like she's trying to like, she's like getting in info on Mauricio through the daughter. I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Well, why else do you have fucking kids? You know, I don't like these lines that everybody's drawing this season on what's appropriate around children. You shouldn't fight. You shouldn't talk about your friends in front of your children. You shouldn't do this around your children. What are we? Children, listen, children are little sponges. They need to learn how to deal with bitches the same way the rest of us do. You need to talk about your friends to the people who are bothering you around your children. You need to talk about what a shithead your father is around your children. Stop protecting your children from everything. I say just stop. The kids know anyway. If they're listening 80% of the time to you, and they're going to hear this shit anyway. Like, stop living some fake-ass life, you know? Let your kids know that you're a loser right up front so they're not all shocked. Like the rest of us were when we were 30, you know? We're like, oh my God, our parents are real people? Disgusting. Just admit it now.
Well, I just think, I'm down for like Katie talking shit in front of her kids on OC. But I just kind of feel like it's just funny to me, Kyle saying that her divorce with Mauricio is going to be different, it's going to go well. But I guarantee, like, if you're starting to like mine for information through your children, it's going to go sour. I just see it going sour. But I say that as someone who has just
how
never
you
been
get,
married.
That's how you get the news. It's like turning on CNN. How else are you supposed to get the news about your ex? You know, you ask your kids, who's your dad dating? Is she ugly? Is she a bitch? Does she ever bother to make you breakfast? Does she pay attention to you? Does she like you? Why did your dad dye his hair? Who told him to dye his hair that color? Like, it's very important, you know? Communication.
Listen, before we can even talk about the hair, I'm still getting over the new teeth from last season. Okay, I still have not adapted. So I can't even approach the hair yet.
I mean, listen, why are we disagreeing so much today? I'm for new teeth too. I mean, we live in LA. What are you supposed to do? We're supposed to be Mr. Potato Heads, you know? You don't like your teeth? Get them off. Get some new ones on there.
I am all for new teeth. I don't know if I'm all for like piano keys, but that's okay.
Yeah. Like, well, that's true. I know what you're saying.
It's just like, whoa.
Like the Vanderpump, the new Vanderpump teeth are a lot. Yeah.
It looks like an ancient Roman army coming towards us with their shields. So.
Oh, I just saw that yesterday, that Gladiator movie.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
That is like Wicked for Boys. Oh, my God. Right when the lights went down, I went. It was like literally the same movie, but for boys, you know, just a lot of heads chopped off and stuff like that. But it was still the same basic thing. It was like, find your destiny. And at the end, he's like, I'm finding my destiny.
Defying Robin Hood. Same thing. Yeah.
And well, Denzel Washington's like, popular. Do you want to be popular?
No good deed goes unpunished. So, anywho, the point is this. No matter what, where we land on this really inessential argument about Kyle, Portia doesn't give a fuck. She's not even listening to Kyle in the first place. She is 16. It's really weird. She has, like, a shirt hanging off of her shoulder. She's like, whatever, Mom. Let me just have my Anita gelato. And it's great. It's great that she's entered the phase of being totally indifferent to anything Kyle says.
Yeah, I think she entered that in COVID, because remember after the pandemic, she came back and she was like all in black. And Kyle was like, she has social anxiety now, because the pandemic made kids more awkward because they missed a lot of years being around other kids. Like they missed a lot of socialization, whatever. And so it like kind of changed that generation for good, I think. Like it kind of stained them. Oh, I don't know. Stains.
Well, but to be fair, the
scarred them.
The only reason. Scarred, not stained. I think the only reason why Portia was wearing black is because Kyle thought her clothes were pieces of salmon and she tried to cook them all. And, you know, still working at it. Still working on that temp for her cookbook.
So then we go to Kathy's house, and Kathy's with her brand manager, Carol.
Carol. You know. Is this the woman? Did we finally figure out who the woman is, or the lady? Is it Carol?
No. The lady's a... one of the maids, I think. No, we've seen Carol before on here. We've seen Carol.
I'm sorry, Carol.
Yeah, you don't remember Carol? I love Carol because she's always like in someone's hand-me-down dress. Like it looks like she's in fancy clothes, but it looks like I don't know, Kyle's maybe. Kyle's like, hey, could you, Carol, can I borrow Carol today to take some stuff to Goodwill? And Carol's like, hi, I'm Goodwill. Just here to pick up some stuff.
Yeah, Carol, sweet Carol. She really just, she is just doing everything for everyone this episode. So Kathy is with Carol. And Carol's helping Kathy pack up suitcases, like a whole bunch of them. And it turns out that Kathy is planning a weekend getaway for the group in Oceanside, California. And she's like, well, I know that Kyle and Dorit are having a tough time. So I really thought a getaway would be a good distraction for them, or at least a chance for me to hawk a new product without Kyle fucking it up like she did with my tequila, okay?
Is this the same place they went to last year with Kathy? Didn't Kathy take them to Oceanside last year, too? We were trying to figure out if that was a Hilton place or whatever. She took them 1 year, last year or the year before.
You know,
so anyway, yeah, she's really trying to plug this place. She's like, you know what I'm going for? Oceanside this year. Again, we're going to make Oceanside pop. We're going to make Oceanside pop. So Kathy's like, I got chips and bananas, which I don't know why that made me laugh. I just like that combo. Like, that's what we need. That's what we need to deliver guests, chips and bananas. And Carol's like, well, as long as you got chips and bananas, we're set, I guess. Fucking idiot.
Does anyone mind if we hit up Anita Gelato before we hit the road? No? Can we do that?
Carol, come on, get your head in the game.
So Kathy is like, you know, I wanted to do something extra special. So I'm inviting the girls with invitations inside personalized suitcases, which is really hilarious. Also, that is an expensive invitation. You know, we see lots of stuff where like the invitations on Bravo where Butler shows up and gives people a box with like butterflies come out and everything. I guarantee you none of those cost as much as those suitcases.
No, but, you know, like, you're super rich, so it doesn't really matter. I want something meaningful. Like, I want her to show up with a suitcase and be like, Ronnie, you know, I really thought about probably what you ultimately need to make you happy, and then I open it up and it's a child. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know I should be a parent. She's like, I believe in you. I mean, that's a trip right there.
Yeah. And then you ask the child, what's your father doing? Is he in Europe right now?
Yeah, I would 100%. I'd be like, who's your birth father? What's he like?
What's Ben up to? Have you spoken to Ben? What's he doing?
We see 32 minutes earlier organizing suitcases. So there's bucket hats because Kathy's like, oh, people like my bucket hat. That'll be my thing now. Bucket hats in Oceanside. So she's got Red Bulls and gift bags and self tanner and all sorts of shit in there.
Yeah. So they're organizing it all and everything. And so now they're going to go drive these suitcases, which I'm surprised they fit them all into the trunk of this. Like, it was a vintage, was that a vintage Rolls Royce that she was driving? It's like a Rolls Royce convertible.
I don't even know the logo for those new Ioniq cars. I'm like, what is that? When did that come here? I don't understand cars. Where did they all come from? What happened to Ford? Somebody what new things on the road.
You know what happened to a good, reliable Ford Taurus? Okay,
there's just so many new cars on the road. I don't even know what they are. There's like a Rivian thing that's like an electric truck, which I don't understand. There's a Cybertruck. There's the Ioniq.
The Rivian.
You don't like the Rivian?
I'm not totally. It's fine actually, but like every time I see its headlights, it looks like crab eyes. You ever see crab eyes?
Yeah,
they stick up like this over there. They're adorable. I think crab eyes are adorable on crabs because I actually think crabs are really funny and cute. But
I think it's a sexy car, but it's so funny because it's like a big pickup truck kind of thing. And then you look inside and it's like a white dude in a cardigan. I'm like, wait a minute.
Always.
What are you doing? What are you doing in there?
Yeah, but at least the people who drive Rivians don't park over like three parking spots like all the Cybertruck drivers do.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello, ladies and germs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like John Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the Children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Unlock weekly Christmas mystery bonus content and listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with. Listen to the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's see what else.
So she's driving. So now they're taking a road trip. Yeah, she and Carol are going to go drive, bring these suitcases across Los Angeles.
Carol's doing assignments across, like Kathy Hilton driving herself. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't get paid enough for this.
You don't get paid enough? I'll give you a raise. How's $5?
How's $500,000?
Sounds great. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what money is.
Mohammed, the chief of staff, like, I mean, this is just a rich lady right here. Like, they have to put all the pillow, the specific pillows in for Kathy, so that way she's comfortable when she drives. And that is just wealth right there. Just wealth. You just have someone to put a pillow in for you.
Also, how she eats a banana is very wealthy. Like, she opens the banana, and then she takes a bite of it, and then she turns it upside down and puts it down. But she just put that banana slime first onto the Rolls Royce seat.
What was that about?
She doesn't even give a shit.
She acted like she was hanging up a phone. It's a banana.
I was like, are you stamping letters? Like, what are you doing?
Was that Carol's knee? Did you put it on Carol's knee?
Carol's like, damn it, Carol just gave me this.
So they are driving. So they go to Bose's place first. And
it's just so funny because Kathy goes, we're going to Bose's first, which is in Hancock Park. And Carol's like, I love Hancock Park. And she's like, oh yeah, Hancock Park is so beautiful. Am I supposed to know what Hancock Park is? What is that?
Kathy has never been. She has no idea.
Kathy's never been to Hancock Park. And you know, because she just keeps like complimenting Hancock Park. Like, she's so shocked. She's like, look, there's streets here. This is great. So I figured this would be a dirt road, but it's not. So that's good. There's houses not made out of cardboard here. Are we in a different city?
You know, it's so nice. They put up nice light posts around this shanty town here. Because, you know, it all looks like shacks to her. So, and then she's like, okay, wait, Carol, be quiet for a moment. I'm going to pray. She starts praying. She starts praying in the car, but like silently, but she's moving her lips.
Yeah. I'm going to pray now. I would love to hear what that prayer is.
I know. Dear God, please grant me the strength to go into this poor, poor neighborhood. Please don't let anyone attack me.
So, yeah, she's doing the, which is how my grandma used to pray. She did the tongues like. But then when she prayed loudly, she'd be like, I'd be like, why is it a different language when you whisper? There's not like multiple tongue language. Pick a tongue lane, you know, a tongues lane. So then Kathy is like, wow, it's just so quiet. Here, there's, aren't there factories and Coca-Cola's being made? Or I don't know. And Carol's like, oh, yeah, the roads are real beautiful here, aren't they? Like, wow, roads, flat roads. This is insane. It's like, oh, it's beautiful. So then they go up to Bose's door, and Nico, the assistant, comes to get her. And he's like, oh, hello. Hello, Kathy Hilton. Hi.
Hello, poor person. I don't have my wallet on me. So if you want to mug someone, you can go mug Carol. She's, Lord knows, she hasn't gotten attention from a man in a while, right, Carol? He's like, I work here.
Carol, have you seen this? Assistants here just show one shoulder. Hilarious. It's so cute. You are very cute.
All right. Hello, officer. Yes. This is Kathy Hilton. I'm being robbed by someone with an off-the-shoulder look. It's actually quite chic. I'm very impressed with the Hancock Park robbers.
He's like, I'm Nico. Nice to meet you.
He's like, nice to meet you, too. Now, please, back away or Carol will stun you.
She's carrying pepper spray. Oh, Carol, you just brought a red bell pepper. That's not helpful.
Kathy's like, hold on, I'm going to get my gun. Watch out, buddy.
That's a banana, Kathy. Do you want to come in and see Bose?
Carol, throw the pepper at him. It's the least we could do.
Carol's like,
so Bose is like, wow, you're here at my house. What a lovely surprise. Kathy Hilton's here. How lovely.
He's like, oh, well, you are a vision. Just thank you. Thank you. I invented visions. Come on in.
So Kathy comes in and you're just like here. Like, what is Kathy Hilton doing at my front door with a pleated bucket hat and a suitcase?
So we're going on a weekend getaway. And so they're very excited. And she has to read the card to know. And so Bose is like, this is some Beverly Hills stuff going on here, right? Like, who delivers an invitation in the form of a suitcase that's already packed? Where am I things supposed to go? What a wacky invitation. What a crazy time. Are there cameras here? What are the cameras doing here? Are ladies going to fight? This is crazy.
I was the first person to bring a suitcase into Netflix in the first place.
Before then, it was all briefcases. After me, it was all away luggage. So then Kathy then moves on to the next place. So, now Bose is basically looking at the invitation with Nico, and she's like, calling all beach babes, join me for a beach bonding girl trip at Mission Pacific Resort, where laughter, friendship, and unforgettable memories await. All right. Okay. She's like, I work in marketing. This is not great. She could do better.
I need a shorter log line. I'm not going to lie. So Nico's like, okay, let's go through this. She's like, Red Bull, wow. And look at this. And there's a monogrammed beach towel. And he's like, that's cute.
Adorable.
Cute. It's adorable, I said. Very cute. Throw it away. I'll throw it away. It's disgusting. Get rid of it.
You know, Nico's like, can I keep this so I can tell my friends I have a towel from Kathy Hilton?
No, burn it.
So then Carol and Kathy continue their wacky delivery adventure. And Carol's like, okay, next up is Garcelle. She's doing a photo shoot with her son. Kathy's like, oh, okay, that's now here, I think. Are we in Pakistan? Where is this place? I've never seen anything like, is that a building on fire? It's a street light. It's a street light, Kathy. All right, we'll get the bulletproof banana. Let's go in.
So they go into Issue Studio, and Jade is posing, and he really is like a model. Like, I was like, wow. And Garcelle's like, oh, one of the things I'm excited about Jade starting to model is because he's definitely shyer than the three of us, and I'm hoping that being in front of the camera, meeting new people, will help him come out of his shell a little bit more. I don't know how that's really going to work. I feel like if you're shy, like being thrust down a runway, is that going to help? I mean, he's gorgeous. He should be a model. I kind of feel like if he needs to come out of a shell, like get him a job at Hertz or something.
Yeah, that kid needs some time at the hamburger. What's the one that you dress in Hawaiian shirts? It's like a hula hut. Is it hula hut?
Islands?
Oh. Islands, yeah. He needs a job at Islands. He needs to like learn how to come to a table and be like, aloha!
Yeah, exactly.
How they hang in a day.
He needs to, let me tell you something. So the other night I went to Wagamama, which is like a chain here. And the waiter, when taking our order, there's a big menu and all the dishes they have number codes. So you don't just order like the noodles, or whatever, you order number 71. And so every time you say a number, the waiter sat down at the table and started writing a number on our little paper placemats. He's like, okay. And what would you like? Okay. And I'll be like, and can I also get a Diet Coke? He's like, the number, please. And I was like, looking at the menu, I'll have the 181. He's like, and he writes it down on the paper. I was like, could you stop sitting at our table, please? But that would be a perfect job for Jade.
Yeah, that's how you learn, you know? So he's like, oh, hi, Kathy. What, Kathy Hilton here in a studio? This is absolute. What are you in a role? Oh my god, look at the car. Look at Jade, he's a model now.
because the word is he modeling for trash bags? Because that is a trash bag. The man is wearing a trash bag.
He is wearing a trash bag. I don't understand fashion. Fashion gays are just fucking with people. That is the ultimate in getting bullied your whole life, is just forcing people to pay you thousands of dollars to wear trash bags. And you know they go home like, that bitch bullied me in high school.
Yeah.
Now look at her. Literal trash bag.
Yeah. Fashion gays are always pulling some bullshit on us. I'll tell you that much. They know. They're like, let's...
Yeah.
I just feel like every time they go home and they're like, can you believe we actually convinced someone to wear that? We actually made them think that looked good. God, we're so good at this.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see. There, you know, she gives her the invite, and it's wacky. And then now,
Garcelle does do. By the way, Garcelle does do a classic Garcelle. What? As in, she goes when she goes outside and sees the car. Garcelle gives a good old fashioned what, wow. Which was great.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
she I thought you were going to give a wow.
No, she did just a what this time, not a wow. But I'm sure there was a wow that was cut because they usually go part and parcel.
So then let's see. Kathy's like, isn't that hysterical? And she's like, are you driving this? Kathy Hilton, I can't with you. And she's got pillows. She could have sent an Evite. She could have sent a messenger, but no, Kathy did it herself. I'm impressed.
So then Garcelle now we go, sorry, Kathy now goes off to Dorit's house, and she enters in, and Dorit's like, Winnie, please don't bark when Kathy gets here, don't bark. And Winnie's like, oh, it's like, Winnie, stop that. So Kathy comes in. And she gives another invitation, and Dorita's very, very happy about it.
She's like, hello, darling. Phoenix is like, hi. How are you doing, Jagger?
I'm Phoenix.
Never heard of you. Is this one new? Where'd you get this one?
I heard you barking. That was the dog, Kathy. I was pretty sure it was Jagger.
Phoenix.
So she passes the suitcase, and of course Dorit's gonna take the longest because it's Dorit, you know. So she's like,
oh, look at here, not Jagger, it feels heavy, it feels like there's something in here, look at all these goodies inside. Oh, look at the towel, it's a towel.
She did her little squeal.
She does do the noise. I almost recorded it. I was like,
what is wrong? Why can't I? I need to warm up before we do these.
Wow. It's hot.
There's a little bit of.
Young ladies. So
look at this. Is this a hat?
Kathy's like, you know what I love is that it gives it height. You know, the hat has its own height. I love that. And you know what else I love? You just pack it. You don't have to ruin it. And it goes great with tequila, specifically my tequila. God, I love hats and tequila.
It's very big in the south of France.
So Dorit puts on the hat and like does her catwalk strut, and she's like, I love that Kitty chooses a very Chanel inspired hat to give me. I love it because it really does go with my Chanel bathing suits.
Cut to later in the episode when Dorit is fully wearing a bucket hat on the beach that's not Kathy's. I was like, really? That's bold. Bold. She's sitting here talking about a match of bathing suits.
Talk about she.
Yeah. So Kathy's like, okay, well, think beach, think bright, think fun. Okay,
well, thank you, Kathy.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Love you.
Love you, Kathy. Would you like to hear what BK said?
No, not really.
Well, I'm very hurt by your sister.
Not really interested.
So then Kathy drives up to Kyle's house, and Kyle's in her kitchen, and she's like, what the hell is that? Kyle has no idea what to do with people that come driving up her driveway. That's something that we discovered last week when they had the prank. And she spent like 10 minutes wrangling her dogs just to open up the gate and then forgot that there was a quote-unquote Amazon driver out there. And now someone's just full-on driving up and she doesn't even understand like who it is or what it is. So she's just a disaster.
Yeah. And so she's like, oh my God, absolutely not. No. When she sees Kathy in the big car with the gifts. And Kathy's like, oh my God, thank God. Back here in Wisconsin, at least it's a small town I can understand.
Kyle's like, why is this looking like some old TV show and why have I not been cast in it? I was on a sitcom on ABC in 1984. Okay, so like, what is happening?
So she gets the invite or the suitcase and Kathy's like, we're delivering invitations. I've got a banana on Carol's thigh in the car. You want some?
It's like, what are you, Beverly Hillbillies? And what is that on Kathy's head? I just don't know what's going on with Kathy.
And Carol's like, Kyle, I'm starving. Can I just raid your refrigerator? Jesus Christ. You wouldn't know. Having banana peels thrown at your head for an hour and a half really makes a girl hungry. Am I right? Jesus Christ. Do you have any leggings I could borrow or keep?
That would be great. Anything for Goodwill? Mauricio left you, right? Are there any male shirts? I'll take a polo. I really don't care. I really need a napkin. Just anything, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, what's the deal with all this beef jerky in your fridge? Oh, that's just the salmon I made last night. Oh. So then Kyle's like, she's like, Kathy, you look like a whole lamp. And Kathy's like, well, I am a lampshade. I don't look good in just every hat. You know, this is just the way I like it, you know? And Kyle's like, yeah, no, the lampshade, it's a good look on you. Kyle, clearly they had a deal where Kathy was like, okay, I'll come back on your show, but you have to let me promote whatever I want to promote without undermining me this time, Kyle. She's like, mine, Kathy.
So she sees a little plate on her coffee table. She's like, what a beautiful print, Kyle. Is that a new print, Kyle? Wow.
Kyle's like, isn't it pretty? I'm, you know, I'm actually looking for wallpaper now, and I'm just redoing everything as a distraction. You know, I like doing things. When I have things in my mind, it's a distraction for me, which totally get. I'm not laughing at that. And then Kyle goes, you know, I'm still here in our family home, and Mo has moved on to a bachelor pad, and this is sort of like my way of making it my own and feel like, you know, I have a little bit of a fresh start, even if it's minimal. It's something. I'm like, Kyle, you bought a coaster. Relax. She's like,
well, she's painting the whole office and stuff. She's going to redo Mo's whole office.
I know, but at this point, later,
she's going to be like, he's making this too permanent. You're redoing his office.
I just laughed that she like bought like a little coaster, like a tiny little tray that a remote fits on. She goes, I know it's small, but it's like a fresh start.
Making my own.
She's like, I found a thimble. I'm making this up my own.
So Kathy's like, well, you know, we all need fun and laughs, you know, some fun and games. And so Kyle's like, oh my God, I just hope it's not going to be weird with Dorit because, like, you know, like, I was the one that was feeling hurt. Now she's turned around. She's turned that around. No, she was the one who was feeling hurt because you ditched her and you're the one turning it around. And now, like, she's saying I don't do all these things, but she doesn't have anything solid. You're saying she does all these things, but you don't have anything solid. She's actually got something solid. You ditched her.
Yeah, she has you on Amazon Live saying that Dorit exaggerated your friendship and you guys got dinner once in like 7 years. That's pretty solid. That's a solid complaint for Dorit. Yeah.
She goes, there's just some people who want to see the worst in you. Like, what is she? Like, reviewers on IMDb?
What is she? Top brass at the Paramount Network when it came time to renew American Girl? Or American
and
Woman?
The other one? What's the other one?
Michael Myers.
Another one. Oh. You know, Mike Myers was renewed. I mean, that'll be renewed for all time.
But he wants to see the worst in you.
Yeah. Mike Myers. It's like Mike Myers just wants to see the worst in you.
She calls him Mike Myers because they work together.
Mike. It's like, you know, Mike. So then Kathy's like, well, you know, some things wouldn't have bothered her 3 years ago, but Dorit was trying to break the ice and be funny, but, you know, Kyle is sensitive, so she took it the wrong way. I'm being nice to Kyle right now, so I'm going to kind of be on her side.
Listen, I don't want it to be weird when I'm there. I just want to go and have fun. Otherwise, what's the point of me going, okay? I have enough on my plate right now. I don't want it to be weird, although I will bring it up at dinner. So Kathy's like, well, maybe, you know, maybe it becomes a better friendship. And maybe, you know, because this happened to be, maybe because this happened, you'll be able to really help her.
That's what Kyle wants, to really help Dorit.
Yeah.
Hey, send PK a text while you're bored, Kyle. So she's like, yeah, well, we're going to go on a trip and pretend everything's great, and we're just going to relax and have massages, and it doesn't matter that Dorit and I are ready to kill each other. Welcome to Kathy's crazy holidays, hunky-dory holidays.
Yeah. Kathy's like, well, you need to talk alone, and we look forward to a new chapter. We're going to see what's in store. And when you do have that fight, please be sure to be wearing my bucket hats. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Living the good life, living the good life.
Now we have a Kyle at home scene the next day. Framed photos of Mauricio and Kyle kissing, Mauricio with the kids, Mauricio going down on the Dancing with the Stars ballroom.
Wait a minute. How'd that get in there?
I read in a comment on Reddit. Love you, Reddit. Last week, that when they leave Dancing with the Stars, they are given a picture of them with their ballroom partner, like their professional partner or whatever.
That's nice.
And so they were like, so do you think he just put that in his office? Because, like, that's where you would put it. And then Kyle's like, oh my God, he has a picture of the ballroom dancer in his office.
When it was just like a benign, like, hey, congratulations, you were on Dancing with the Stars.
It's a parting gift. Yeah. Because the gift, we see this picture at some point. It's not them like being lovey-dovey. It's just them standing next to each other like, hi, here are generic Dancing with the Stars smiles.
Yeah. By the way, congrats to the producers of Dancing with the Stars for repeatedly bringing on Kyle's nemesis onto Dancing with the Stars. Because Lisa Vanderpump was on there, and then Kyle, remember, had a viewing party to watch her faint on TV. And now Mauricio. So I love that. I love that they are like going after Kyle Richards through their casting choices.
They're a Vanderpump fan, whoever it is.
Yeah.
They're like, next, Carlton Gebba. Dancing with the Stars.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I'm Lindsey Graham, host of Wondery Show American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman becomes the mastermind behind two of the biggest pop groups in the world, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He also oversees a sprawling business empire that includes a charter jet company, restaurants, and real estate. But Pearlman's successful facade crumbles after he's sued by the boy bands for siphoning millions from them. And soon, investigators discover that Pearlman is keeping his empire afloat through an even more devious scheme. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest seasons only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So Kyle adjusts the thermostat on the wall and is like, Portia, I just turned on the oven. And mother, that's not the oven. So then Mauricio comes in. And he's like, oh, hey, Kyle, hey, what's going on? How are you? What's going on? She's like, oh, hey, what's going on? So they sit down and everything, and they're like, you know, being like, cool. They're like divorcing, but they're like civil and like best friends still. So like there's like no tension. Everything's like totally normal, guys.
And this is where she's a little bit like, I mean, I was hoping you'd come in the other door so you could see how organized everything is, but whatever. Okay, well. Oh. And he's like, oh, you painted the bathroom. She goes, yeah, do you like it? And he's like, oh, I love it. You do? You do? Are you sure? Are you sure? I don't know what she's doing in this scene.
He's like,
super weird.
I'm so fucking stoned. I can't tell what color it is right now.
I think he looks extremely confused by Kyle, because you remember last season when he kept having those scenes and she would like, we're shooting a scene in your office today, Mo, about our love. And he'd be like, okay. And then they get to the office and she's like, you're an asshole and I hate you. He's like, wait, what? And then he would just get this like look on his face. He'd scrunch his face like he was totally confused. Like, what are you talking about? Like, where is this coming from? And now she's being like overly like, haha, I mean, look at me painting. I just can't believe I'm so nervous to be around Mauricio now. And he's just looking at her in that same way. Like, what the fuck are you on about? What is going on?
He's also has this look on his face. Like, what was the color of this room before? He's like, I feel like I should know that, but I don't. Wasn't it always this color? So then she's like, yeah, I'm painting. And he's like, that's great. And it's nice, right? Yeah, it looks great. Don't you like, do you want to critique it maybe? Do you want to like maybe get on the bad side of the audience by being mean to my paint job? No, I think it looks wonderful, Kyle. So you're not really helping, Mauricio. You're supposed to be critical of me and everyone's supposed to understand why I made the choices that I made. No, it looks wonderful, Kyle. You did a great job.
So she's like, well, he seems really happy. I mean, he comes over, I show him something, and he's like, I'd love the changes, so. She's frustrated. Oh, like, no, give me something here. Give me something other than complete fucking confusion on your face. So she's holding patterns of wallpaper against the wall, and he's like, uh-huh, love them. Love them both. You know which is going to be the best one? Whatever you choose, because you're a good chooser.
Looks great. Looks great. So then they like, then they wind up like sitting down on the sofa. He takes off like his jacket. So he's like showing off his guns. His guns are popping. Like you see like the vein and everything. This guy's been working out. He's single now. You know, he's ready. So that was his little, like, pun intended, his little flex. Because she's like, look, I painted the bathroom. So moving on. He's like, yeah, well, I got biceps now. So anyway, whatever you want to say, it doesn't really matter. I have biceps.
I painted my biceps. I've also got abs. You want to see them? No. So she asks him if he wants to take Romeo, and he's like, no. And she's like, why wouldn't you? And she's like, okay, well, how's your condo? I mean, it's great. It's so awesome. You would love it. Everything's just like it's never been better. Like, Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. Well, this is what happens. You know what I'm kind of getting the impression from watching the scene, and I've read this theory before online, but this started to resonate with me as I was watching it, that I think she was probably doing that thing with him where she's like, we are breaking up, hoping that he would show her more attention and stuff, or be like, no, don't do this. And then she just kept on it and was serious, and then he finally left, and now she's like, oh my God. I can't believe what the hell? What are you moving on for? Which he's told him to move on like multiple times. And listen, we've all been there.
Yeah. He's basically, yeah, she is definitely trying to get a reaction out of him, and he's just like not doing it at all. And so she's like, you guys have like no responsibilities over there. Like, and you're just free as a fucking breeze, aren't you? I'm like, well, I mean, he is running an enormous real estate company, and that's fine. And you're learning how to open up the second door of your French door. So I guess it is pretty even.
You almost carried a chair out last week. So
you're right. You do have a lot of responsibility at this house.
So she's like, I mean, I'm just like thinking about you in this condo with no dog. Who wanted 5 dogs, Kyle? Who is trying to build up a house of competition with Vanderpump? Okay, she's like, here I am in a house with 5 dogs, one of them extremely fluffy that I call Fluffy Romeo, and a pink swing, and swans, and mini goats. God knows what she's back.
She just has geese. She has Canadian geese instead of swans. They're called Kanky and Kankle.
So she's like, yeah, you in that condo. He's like, oh, you haven't been there yet. Yeah, you gotta check it out. It's like great, you know, it's like a condo, you know, there's stuff. It's like a house, but like not a house. Instead, it's a condo. It's crazy. You can just like lock it and leave it. That's what they call it. So
so then Kyle's like, Mo made the decision to sign a 6-month lease, and I think for Mo, saying to give it 6 months made it like easy to transition from living here to like going to a new place. And then it also gives us like time to assess where we're at. He's like, I'm gone. That's where I'm at. I'm gone. I'm in a fuck pad, bagging everything that moves. So that's where I'm at. That's where I've assessed.
He's like, oh my God, I hope I'm not bothering you with the smell of vagina that's on me. I just couldn't get it off on my way in. Just literally hooked up outside your gates. You know, you have a lot of people waiting out there. There's a really hot Amazon lady.
Well, I just want you to know, Mauricio, while you're busy in your non-responsibility condo, Marta, she walked in. She saw me. She saw me, like, packing things into your closet. I was hanging up my stuff in your closet because you're not there anymore. Marta started crying. He's like, aw, who's Marta? She's like, you know, I think her name's Marta.
Is it Sicily?
Maybe it's Greta.
I don't know.
Whoever, there was a person, she was crying. She was crying for me, Mauricio.
And then I said, you're not crying, I'm crying. And I pushed her out of the way and turned on the Amazon Live. It was actually a really good scene. I sold a lot of leggings that day. He's like, aw. So she's telling us, you live your life, I live my life. And maybe we'll reconvene in 6 months or so and see what happens. I mean, I don't know. He's like, okay, well, have you talked to Dorit and PK? She's like, oh, you know, me and PK always sending each other, you know, funny memes and jokes and all that stuff. Me and PK, best friends.
You know, me and PK, even though, like, you know,
we never hung out with Dorit and PK very much as a couple, and like our friendship is like wildly over exaggerated. I still decide that I am friends enough with him to send him memes and jokes and stuff like that. So I'm both very good friends with him and not friends with him at all. Yes.
So they start talking about PK's place because both of these husbands got divorced or, you know, got dumped. Well, did they both get dumped? I guess PK dumped Dorit, right?
PK dumped Dorit.
But yeah. The sober people got sober and then dumped their spouses. And so the guys are just out there partying their faces off, living their best lives. And so they're talking about his place. And Mauricio's like, yeah, it's perfect because he got a furnished place. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. I mean, now he doesn't only get to stiff people on rent. He also gets to stiff people on furniture rentals. And that's a huge deal for him. You know, he really gets off on that.
And boy, George is very excited that PK has a radiator. So Kyle is like, she's like, you know, I assumed that when Mo got this place that he was going to have it, he was going to have it staged because, you know, it was supposed to be temporary, but he decided to buy the furniture, which of course is more permanent. So then I thought, okay, well, it doesn't seem very temporary. I'm like, Kyle, first of all, you guys are wealthy. So like, it's sort of like with the Kathy Hilton thing, buying furniture is like nothing to Mauricio. He probably wanted that instead of staging. And second of all, yeah, it is permanent too, but it's been permanent, right? I think it's been pretty obvious.
This well, but also you're moving into his closet and redoing his office, so.
Painted the bathroom.
Yeah, I think buying some furniture, I don't think that's much worse. So then the producer's like, is there any part of you that hopes you guys will get back together? And she's like, I don't want to answer that right now. So, yeah, I think this is going to be their storyline, just getting back together. I just don't buy it.
She's like, are you asking me to be open and honest?
I never believe people will ever get divorced. What? Yeah.
She's like, are you asking me to be open and honest? Because as much as I demand that from every single other person on this show, I unfortunately will have to not do that again for the audience.
Yeah, I'll have to decline that one. Yeah. So then she's like, yeah, and Portia said that you bought 8 towels total. And he's like, is that not enough? I only use 1 towel. She's like, well, I mean, I don't know how many 8 and what kind of 8. Like, how many face towels? How many body towels? How many hand towels? He's like, I'm good. I'm good with towels. I'm a man. There's one for my ass, the same one for my face, the same one for my ears, and then it goes back into my ass. Like, what do you want to know?
I love that Portia's delivering the most important news. Mother, this is what I found out. He bought 8 towels. She's like, was there anyone sleeping at his place, though? I don't know. I only asked about the towels. Portia. You need like, to ask better questions.
Yeah, she's like, we can wash the towels. And she's like, I'll get you guys sheets because I know that there's like, you only bought 1 set of sheets, right? Because I just bought the most expensive ones.
Teeth, teeth, teeth. And then Kyle is like, you know, all of a sudden I'm finding myself not being a wife. And if I'm not a wife and a full-time mom or even an actress, a working actress, well, I'm still that. Who am I kidding? But, you know, not having to run around and do anything for everybody. What am I doing? What do I do? I lived a life of service helping other people, including Kathy, Dorit, Mauricio, all my children, and most people in Beverly Hills. Now how do I help myself? I don't know what to do. Kyle acting like so Kyle. Oh, God, what do I do if I'm not helping people?
Leaves the husband, and then it's like, why am I so bored? So then Mauricio, but, and by the way, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. I'm just saying we still don't know what he did. We still don't know. After all this goddamn time, I want to know. Yeah. So then he's like, okay, well, I'm glad I got to see you. So, oh, by the way, I just wanted to drop this off in my office. It's still my office, right? It's like, yeah, okay, go ahead. Wait a minute. Is that a picture of you riding piggyback on your Dancing with the Stars partner? What the hell? I was like, yeah, enjoy that.
Is that a picture of 8 towels?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you that I only have 8 towels.
So then Trixie Monocle comes back and she's like, if it's all right with you, I'm going to step back and kiss myself, I'm kiss-stepating, I'm kiss-stepating, yeah.
If it's all right with you, I'm going to step back and kiss myself. It's a new low for Trixie. So Garcelle is...
Trixie's just making out with the back of her elbow, bending her arm.
She's like, break corners. Up the pole, it was really bad. So Garcelle is packing, which is as exciting as it sounds. And now Erica is packing and people are packing. And Trixie's still saying, is it all right with you, huh? Is it all right with you? As she's like making out with her arm. So then we go to Bo's.
This show's turning into ladies filming scenes talking about packing with their dogs.
Yeah. Well, Bo's still has
literally
Nico.
All we've got left.
Bo's has Nico, who is wearing some sort of like figure skating top. And Bo's is like,
I'll tell you one thing I don't need.
The self-tanner.
The self-tanner. You should try it.
And then maybe I will. I like that he's like, maybe I will try it.
Because I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling out. Sorry, I got choked up on my weenus skin. Can we just restart that record?
All right, Trixie. Take it from the top.
Making out with me, I'm making out with me. What you want to suck, cigarette and coffee.
Hope you don't mind. So then Sutton's looking through her clothing for her packing while Avi watches. And she's like, oh, no, I can't do that. I wore that and I wore that. You can't wear anything anyone's ever seen you in. That is the kiss of death. By the way, Avi, I like that suit. I like it when you wear it every single Tuesday. He's like,
I know. He's like, what the hell? You're talking to a poor. So then we go to Jennifer Tilly's home, and she's opening a wooden box on the bed. And she's like,
oh, here we go. Poker chips, sage, holy water, all set for Oceanside.
Oh, God, I love her. And then we go,
love her too. Poker chips, sage, holy water.
I mean, the two of us have loved her for so many years, but now that we're getting new reasons to love her, it just makes me love her even more.
I just love that she's actually like that because, you know, people aren't always like their characters. No. I like when they are their characters.
So Dorit FaceTimes Erica, and she's like,
hey, you. So I'm like I'm a little frazzled, leaving for Oceanside and thinking about my kids, my nanny who's been with me a very long time. She's like family. She'll stay just for two nights since I'll FaceTime with them, you know? Is it going to be safe? Will it be all right? Should I keep an eye out for little trails of Pringles leading outside? What do I do?
You're a really great mom, Dorit. You know, don't beat yourself up about it. Everything's gonna be fine. Do I get to stop being a nice fucking idiot? This is ridiculous. I can't take much more of this. Please, Jesus Christ, can we talk about my pores made out of poor people's skin? I can't take it.
By the way, I spoke to Kyle today, and I said, you know, that BravoCon thing to me doesn't strike me as something that was planned or malicious. Unlike me, what I did to you that time. Remember that? That was hilarious at BravoCon.
And then we see, again, the clip for like the 10th time. Which Richard sister is your least favorite? And then Kyle causes Dorit to spill on herself, and Dorit says, well, right now it's Kyle, and Kathy's the best, and the smoking gun for Kyle.
This is hilarious. It's a stupid clip. It's played every single week. That means nothing. So Erica's like,
could you hurt him, but not on purpose? Sure. Do I think you did it on purpose? No, I do not. Did I get a new car that you're still not asking me about? I did. Is it one with money? No, it's not. Is it leased? I don't know. Did Tom buy it? Hell no. Did the Rush Limbaugh lookalike who's been in love with me ever since he did business with Tom 30 years ago buy? Probably. What are we talking about, Dorit? I'm exhausted.
Also, I love that Dorit's acting like she's never left her kids for overnight trips.
It's like, me, just a stay-at-home mother. How could I let them go? I'm still feeding.
Okay, Dorit, it's very difficult for you.
I'm a single mother now.
Okay.
Well, Kyle,
hasn't PK been gone for a year?
I know, pretty much.
Kyle has asked me out so many times over the last few years. Has iced me out, not asked me out. She's actually iced me out so many times. Not once. Not twice. Not thrice. Not four eyes. Not five eyes. All right, Dorit. The point is, it's a pattern. It's a pattern. It happened after her fashion show in New York City.
And then we see a montage of all the times Kyle yells at Dorit over the past several years.
That one in Colorado was really crazy. Oh, I forgot God. About that one. When she said one thing to stick up for who, Erica? Or no, yeah. Kathy. And then Kyle's like,
oh my God, I don't care.
He's screaming at her, sobbing.
I don't care, fuck all.
I know, Kyle's such a spoiled brat.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says, part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's Our Favorite Streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She Gets an A from Us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
The highest tally, it's Sarah McNally.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.